This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Century you're living in today, for a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show, and we really do appreciate your listenership. All right, we covered a lot of territory today, starting out in Orange County, California, then ending up at the border back down there again, talking about Trump. And will Trump actually use money from this omnibus bill that came out? We were reporting this on Friday night that this was kind of the plan, because he had actually been talking to people during the week, and it became news to us Friday afternoon. So, in other words, try and calm down all the craziness that was going on about the omnibus bill, and we were quite pleased to be finding out the information we found out, which of course has now been verified and it's now news today, which is kind of interesting. But anyway, with us right now is Maria Espinoza. She's a native Texan, and she is the National Director of the Remembrance Project. She's been with us before. And Maria, are you there? Can I hear you?
I'm here, Paul. Thank you so much for inviting me on your show again.
Awesome. It's really nice to have you back with us. And, of course, it's very, very timely because your situation with the Remembrance Project, that's a project that remembers Americans and illegal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens. President Trump hinted in a tweet on Sunday that the military could be tasked with building a wall on the Mexican border after a $1.3 trillion spending bill failed to include the funds. Now, we got wind of this Friday afternoon, actually, that this is what was going to be going down. And of course, we were off the air at the time. It was difficult. I reported it Sunday night on the Dave Hodges show. This might be a possibility. Of course, now everybody like Chuck E. Schumer are screaming that that can't happen. Your thoughts on this? Are you there, Maria?
Yes, I'm here.
Your thoughts on what's going on with this money?
Thank you so much. And I think that's a great move on, and if he's going that direction for President Trump to secure our borders any way possible. And this is a national threat. I mean, we are being invaded Paul. So it's evident to us, and I think to all Americans, and look, the majority of people understand that illegal immigration is a bad thing. And I don't know what these elected officials are waiting for. Obviously, you know, they want to continue receiving donations from their big corporate U.S. Chamber of Commerce, open border, pro-amnesty donors. And, of course, the Democrats want that voting block, but the American people are left holding the bag, not only on wasting our tax dollars, but also in American lives. And this is what we have to look at. And if simply every single politician who voted for that omnibus basically was just a slap in the face to the families, the angel moms and dads that we work with.
Yeah, that's pretty difficult to explain that to them, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I had a presentation yesterday here in Houston, and we had six family members speak, and, you know, it's very saddening and just pulls at your heartstrings with the truth. And, you know, we have, you know, a mother simply said she is pouring salt on the wound once again. Her son was shot in the head, Spencer Golvach, right here in Houston. He was an entrepreneur, 25 years old, employed nine workers in his little guitar shop. And here, no one's talking about what she's going through, but they are talking about that mother who was detained, who was a human trafficker, and her children were crying for her. Now, you know, her son she'll never see again. He's 6 feet under, and like his dad mentioned, he got his brains blown out simply by sitting at a traffic light because an illegal alien was angry that afternoon and decided to go on a shooting spree in Houston and the sanctuary city. It's outrageous that they're even that they even funded this omnibus, continued to fund these dangerous sanctuary city policies. So they did nothing for the American people.
Well, you know, like I was saying about the omnibus bill when it came out, and I was just as startled and everything as everybody else was. It came out when I was on the air, so I got to be the drama queen for the day. You know, oh, I can't believe it, and all that stuff. And then, of course, my senses by the end of the show started to catch that Trump just doesn't do things like this without some other consequence at the other end. That's just the way he rolls. And then we started thinking about it and realizing, you know, what is the great thing that happened was that everybody showed their cards to get the omnibus bill out there.
Mm-hmm.
And now we know who these players are. Like you mentioned, you know, the Chamber of Commerce, the great evil one, as far as I'm concerned, the National Chamber of Commerce. These people are destroying this country single-handedly through their policies of open borders.
Absolutely. You know, Paul, you know, we fought back here in Texas billionaires, the H-E-B grocer and the Bob Perry Homes, those types of people. You know, we fought them back so hard for several sections, you know, and got rid of that so-called Texas solution. You know, so, you know, we're going to bat right here in Texas as well. But, you know, we have an office in Washington, D.C. now because we felt it was very important for us to be looking over the shoulder of these politicians. And you're right. It seems like every move that is taking place here, even during the State of the Union, where President Trump put out there the 1.8 million DACA recipients to have a path to citizenship, you know, he exposed the Democrats that they really didn't want to give them citizenship. You know, they don't want the national security. They don't want that wall most. So they don't care about these DACA recipients. They just don't want to secure our nation. And this omnibus was, you're exactly right, the same way. It showed those individuals and exposed them for who they really are. They're not the conservatives and the America First Agenda supporters.
Well, you have Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, and you have Nancy Pelosi, and you have Chuck E. Schumer. Now, what could possibly go wrong when the four of those two get to meet?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. It that's laughable, you know, that they're so bad. And again, Paul Ryan is the individual who just ran away from four angel moms and a family member when they went to his hometown in Jamestown, Wisconsin, middle of summer, hot, carrying their children's banners and wearing their memorial shirts and just wanting a little time with him to tell him what went so wrong. And that resulted in the killing and murder of their children, and he wouldn't have any part of it.
He didn't ran
even
away
come
from
out
him.
And give them his condolences, and he ran away to a fundraiser, sped off in his two Suburban security detail. You know, he has plenty of security, but, you know, when it comes to the average American, he cares nothing about that.
Well, what's the connection between Paul Ryan and the Catholic Charities? Do you know?
Well, Paul Ryan, I don't, but I know that he is a Catholic. You know, so the Catholic Charities is a big perpetrator upon American people. They get millions, and I haven't looked at that number. We do have a group here locally that keeps an eye on that very closely, but, you know, they get so much money from, you know, the tax dollars to house these illegal aliens and help them come into our country. It's outrageous what we're doing, and, you know, really, I think maybe the taxpayer needs to rise up and say, you know, federal government, I'm not paying you taxes. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing with my taxes, and I disagree. And maybe I'll just allocate those funds to organizations that are doing good for our country and have the best interests of my family and my country at mind.
Yeah. Well, we're talking to Marie Espinoza. She's the National Director of the Remembrance Project. We got a break coming up. When we come back after the break, we're going to be talking more to Maria Espinoza. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Maria Espinoza, and she's the National Director of the Remembrance Project, which honors members and remembers Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens, and she's in Texas right now. She also has operations out of Washington, D.C. for this. Now, Maria, one of the things that, you know, we've been talking about the border wall and Trump being able to use perhaps some of the money that's there. I think he can, but that's for another discussion, I think, for another time. What is the feel in Texas about what is going on right now in the fight against sanctuary state status? I think that's a fair question to ask.
Well, the feel in Texas is obviously that, you know, we oppose it because in this past session, Texas passed SB 4, Senate Bill 4, that was filed by Charles Perry, one of our wonderful champions here for conservatism. He's out of the Lubbock area. And that bill passed this session in May, and it was supposed to go into effect September 1st last year. We had some liberals who got together and filed a lawsuit against the state of Texas, and federal judge Orlando Garcia approved an injunction, I guess, on the stoppage of that law. But just 2 weeks ago, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of Texas and allowed most of the law to go forward. So right now, sanctuary city policies in Texas are illegal, so not recognized. And as if you might recall, what did make the national news was one of the sheriffs in the Dallas County, Sally Hernandez. We know her as Sanctuary Sally.
Right.
She came out publicly and said, "All are welcome." She tried to pull that same line at California, Rahm Emanuel, and others say, "All are welcome here, and you'll be safe here." But Governor Abbott quickly put her in her place, saying, and that he would stop the $125 million to her budget. So she quickly changed her tune, and that's what happened has to take place, Paul, because otherwise these elected officials, there's no repercussions. They get to push their personal liberal agendas and put our lives in danger. So, and also what else would work, and that's what we're also pushing for, is we support ICE Director Tom Homan's thought of jailing these sanctuary city mayors or governors who implement these dangerous sanctuary city policies under Title 8, Section 1324. And that will stop them quickly. And you'll see them all line up and straighten up and walk that straight and narrow and follow our Constitution, follow their oaths of office, and do their job of protecting our communities.
So you have this bill that was introduced and passed last May, SB 4. And it was challenged immediately in the courts, and this forbids sanctuary city status, and it was overturned by the Fifth Circuit. And, of course, then you had the sheriffs who were trying to push back. They felt all full of themselves, and Governor Abbott pushed back on them and said, "You're taking your money back." Now, this is the complete reverse of what we have here in California, because you have a governor, a totalitarian dictator, as I call him. This is his 16th year in office, by the way. And as a result, what we have, he's pushing sanctuary state status, obviously. Now, we have the complete reverse, where now we're starting to see, well, first of all, New California State Initiative, us, we came out and denounced and have been roundly for 10 weeks denouncing sanctuary state status. And just last week, Los Alamitos, one of the cities in Orange County, and several other cities have come on board. And then last night, Orange County said they're joining the injunction of the Trump administration against California. So we're completely opposite,
right?
And the governor here is encouraging it. So it's but the president, who has, by the way, in his back pocket something called the Constitution, Article 6, Clause 2, which is the supremacy clause, apparently Jerry Brown and the rest of his folks don't understand that clause.
Right, and, you know, the Remembrance Project also filed an amicus brief in support of Texas and, of course, President Trump. And this is our second amicus brief that we've been in the courts and before the Fifth Circuit Court as well. But we are watching your lawsuit there because Attorney General Jeff Sessions, you know, he filed that lawsuit, and over the basically the three main state laws there in California that Governor Brown tried to push forward. And the Supremacy Clause, yes. But in a way, he's really contradicting himself. In one hand, he's saying, well, the officials here are police officers or sheriffs, are not immigration officers or agents. Therefore, they cannot, they're not trained to handle immigration matters. So we're not going to detain illegal aliens. So California comes in and said, fine, we'll do it ourselves. And now he's saying, oh, no, we don't want you, federal government, to do your jobs in our state. Mm-hmm. So he can't have it both ways. And hopefully, you know, more Californians will see that he's just insane, in my opinion. You know, some of the things that he's saying and spreading, and it's sad what he has done to that your beautiful state.
Well, yeah, and we're straightening it out. You know, New California came out and denounced it, and now everybody else is starting to, which is really great, and it's kind of interesting that when you threaten to form a state and you declare it, you know, use that instrument that the Founding Fathers said was one of the most important ones, called a Declaration of Independence, and you declare yourself independent from California, all of a sudden the world changes. And quite frankly, the Brown administration does not know what to do with us. They really don't. We're just becoming this huge, huge power wedge here in California. We know that. And we're more than happy to use it, especially when it comes to things like sanctuary state status, because this is something that's completely outrageous. And, of course, this is setting up the West Virginia scenario that happened in the Civil War. And we're prepared for that. We're forming a government, and we're going to form a reform government like they did in West Virginia as well. Because we know what's going to come down the pike. Jerry Brown is not going to give, and Trump is going to have to play his card, which is, of course, he's going to have to declare that there's an insurrection in California. I really think that's coming.
Well, you know, whatever you have to do to get your state back and to inject some common sense and put our Constitution up first and foremost and protect Californians, period. You know, and we are being invaded, and I certainly hope that President Trump uses all his powers to enforce our laws, I mean, control our borders. You know, this is where we are today, and, you know, we all know, I think a lot of us out here know and understand that we dodged a bullet last election, and if we don't make it happen now, this is a small window of opportunity, and we have to push as hard as we can right through that window and do the most good possible.
Yeah, I absolutely agree, and I keep telling people in our movement, we have a window. Let's not blow it. You know, I mean, we've got this
absolutely
opportunity, and we've all pulled together for, you know, we got 37 counties, soon to be 38 counties involved with the whole movement right now out of 58 in the state. And we're easily going to be up to 49 counties when this whole thing is done. 49 of the 58 states want to become part of New California. What does that tell you?
Unbelievable. That's great. Oh, exactly. They're fed up. You know, we have a wonderful state coordinator there in California by the name of Robin Vitson, and she's represents the Remembrance Project at different events. She has her own group called We the People Rising, and she keeps us fairly informed in what's going on to as much as I can keep up with, you know. There, you know, we have our hands in several other states and trying to help them as well. It's in their legislature just to give information, educate the politicians and the public. So, you know, we do our best to, you know what's going on and get the feel of what's going on in the country. But I know you have your hands full, and I just know this, Paul, that we never gave up. The Remembrance Project never gave up on California. You know, we just knew that it was a place that we needed to help out.
Well, listen, tell us how we can get a hold of you, because we're running out of time.
Okay. Our website is www.theremembranceproject.org, theremembranceproject.org. Follow us on Facebook at The Remembrance Project and Stolen Life Quilt. On Twitter, handle is Stolen Lives QLP. And know that major search engines have suppressed the search for our website, Paul.
Maria,
and Twitter is also banning
friends who retweet our... Okay, I got to go. I got to cut you off. Anyway, Maria Espinoza, we'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back. Boy, I'll tell you some good news there from Maria Espinoza. The Fifth Circuit kicked back against a lawsuit that would have forbade sanctuary cities in Texas. So now sanctuary cities in Texas are forbidden by what was known as SB4 out of Texas that passed last May. That's not good for Jerry Brown. It's not good for sanctuary state status or anything else that goes along with it. So, you know, this is again, the trend is our friend. And again, they tried to appeal it, you know, the Obama files and so on. They tried to appeal it, and of course, it didn't work. It just didn't quite work out for them like they thought. Okay, so yesterday, this is, of course, something that was touted and put up there by Scott Adams of Red State Talk Radio. Everybody's kind of catching on to what we're doing about these grievances, laying down 40 grievances for 40 weeks. We are up to grievance number 10 as of yesterday at 11 o'clock. We announced it. I said yesterday on the radio I would read it to you, the grievance. The grievance of the state of New California has number 10. So here we go. Notice to all Californians, grievance 10. Declaration of Grievance. New California is a new state in development, exercising its constitutional right to form from the state of California. The process to form New California is authorized and codified in Article 4, Section 3 and 4 of the United States Constitution. How are we doing so far, guys? Article 4, Section 3, United States Constitution states, new states may be admitted by the Congress into this union, but no new state shall be formed or erected within the jurisdiction of any other state, nor any state be formed by the junction of two or more states or parts of states without the consent of the legislatures of the states concerned as well as that of the Congress. New California Declaration of Independence. See, we're laying the groundwork here for the actual complaint coming up. New California Declaration of Independence, January 15, 2018, states, whenever any form of government becomes destructive, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government. When a long train of abuses and acts to seize and hold the people's power without legal authority and pursuing invariably the same object that clearly demonstrates a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. So it is the history of the past and present governor and government of California, who have a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of a tyranny over the counties of New California and the state of California. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to seek a constitutional remedy to abuse of powers. Statement of Intent. The citizens of New California have decided to remedy the abuse of power by the government of California by exercising their right to form a new state provided under in our United States Constitution Article, Section 4, Article 4, Sections 3 and 4. The citizens of New California have decided to remedy these abuses. We are determined to live under a state government in the United States of California, the United States of America, and under the Constitution of the United States. Therefore, the counties of New California bring forward 40 grievances against the government of California to be announced in public on Tuesday at 11 a.m. each week for 40 weeks. State of New California Grievance 10. Declaration of Grievance, United States Constitution, Article 6, Clause 2 states, the Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding, failure of the government of California to follow the United States Constitution's supremacy clause. Article 4, Section or Clause 2 provides that the Constitution, federal laws made pursuant to it, and treaties made under its authority constitute the supreme law of the land. It provides that state courts are bound by the supreme law. In case of conflict between federal law and state law, the federal law must be applied. Even state constitutions are subordinate to federal law. The California government, current governor, and monoparty system of the elected officials are openly encouraging and moving California into a state of rebellion against the United States of America by not complying with Article 4, Clause 2 of the United States Constitution, by deliberately and with a forethought creating laws which are in direct conflict with areas reserved for the federal government. The California government, governor, and monoparty system are creating chaos in the legal system which fundamentally holds the union together. Creating such chaos has caused the creation of an illegal and unconstitutional California citizenship which supersedes United States citizenship. The state of California is now entering the 16th year of the current governor's rule. No other governor has been afforded such privilege to rule over the people of California, and it is unprecedented. The current governor's rule over the last two terms have been marred by a steep decline in the middle class, business opportunities, high poverty rates, vast homelessness, deep failures in the public education system, leading to inequality and ignorance among the population, massive breakdowns in the legal system, neglected infrastructure, outrageous overtaxation, all of which have created a reign of terror never before seen in the United States history on the citizens of any state, let alone California. This governor's reign of terror on the citizens of California is either by design or is the works of a mentally deranged madman who intends to destroy the United States of America by enforcing unconstitutional state laws specifically crafted over years to destroy the bond which keeps together the Union. The government of California, the current governor monoparty system, along with local officials, are following a coordinated design with the intent to actively engage in acts of insurrection against the Constitution of the United States of America. The current governor is guilty of California's incessant violations of federal law that have caused grievous crimes to be committed amongst its own citizens. Such betrayal by the sitting governor of California is evidence of his abdication of authority and sovereignty over the state of California. Therefore, the California government, in conjunction with the state executive instituted wherever the current governor has usurped power, has created a reign of terror on the citizens of California, United States of America, with the intent to secede from the Union. By the current governor's own actions, the California government and local elected leaders have abdicated their responsibilities and their authority over the people of California. This concludes these proceedings. I don't hear too much disagreement with that out there. Our feedback so far from all corners has been ecstatic that we're saying these things. Remember, we were the ones in Grievance 2 and 3 weeks ago. Grievance 2 and 3 talking about sanctuary state status and why it's illegal, unconstitutional, and so on. Let's hope we can speed this one up as we get this information out about it's a plan to secede California from the Union and people understand that. It's a well-coordinated plan. Is it the acts or the works of a mentally deranged madman? One has to ask the question. It's either the mentally deranged madman or there actually is a conspiracy out there to destroy the United States of America by causing the secession of California. Think about it. And, of course, the opportunity to respond to that is New California. New California State. The state that is rising right now, New California State. You know, there is a reason for everything, ladies and gentlemen. And there may be the reasons why a mentally deranged madman who is doing what he is doing it right now. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Well, you know, more California and discuss growing with Jerry Brown, Javier Bazara, and this government that we have here in California. Homeless everywhere. California community backs off shelter plan as fed up residents revolt. There's revolts going on here. We said this earlier, actually. We were talking, and I've actually been getting some phone calls and some text messages about this issue, this part of the show. I was going to play this, actually, talk about this more tomorrow because I didn't want to take away too much from the revolt that we saw last night in Orange County. There was another thing that passed, though. The Orange County supervisors votes to fight sanctuary city laws joining sheriff. Okay, we got that. But they also pushed back on homeless shelters in Irvine, Huntington Beach, and Laguna Niguel, where they were to house up to 400 people. And this is a problem. The homelessness in California, especially in Orange County, in Los Angeles, is about 60,000. We think about 28,000 maybe in Orange County. They've been moving them around from shelter to shelter. You know, the Santa Ana River, I was down at the Santa Ana River area. I went down there and checked that out. Here's a little clip they've got going on. Let's see what we can catch here. This is from Fox News, and see how well they're covering
homeless
it.
Homeless in Orange County.
We care very much about people and want to give help to that community.
But the signs make it clear. No one wants the solution to be a homeless encampment in the city of Irvine.
Together, we will stop this unconscionable proposal by county supervisors to bring more than 400 homeless people to the great city of Irvine.
A federal judge forced Orange County to come up with a plan to house the homeless moved from the Santa Ana riverbed and temporarily given shelter in local motels. One of three sites suggested included this one at Orange County's Great Park in the city of Irvine.
Okay, let's back up here a little bit because I was down there a little over a month ago just before they came in and they took down all the homeless along the Santa Ana River. I walked down there. I talked to several people. I talked to a couple $100,000 a year, couldn't find a decent place to live or rent. They were employed. And they weren't the only ones employed. There was a lot of people in between that were employed and, you know, maybe not making that much money. I don't know what other issues they had. They probably had other issues why they couldn't get into the place. But the bottom line is that they were really out. They were out and living in a tent, basically, and kind of a little bit more elaborate tent than the rest. And it was all, everything was new inside, but it was still nonetheless homeless, and they're out in the wilderness. So now they've come up with this alternative plan, and the plan was to put them in this great park, which is in Irvine, 400 people of them. Irvine was going to take a bunch in Huntington Beach. Now, this is now met with a lot of consternation.
It's not like they're moving them into a shelter, per se. They're basically picking up their tents and putting them on land that's actually contaminated. There's no running water. There's no electricity. There's no sewer system.
Untrue, says homeless advocate Brooke Weitzman.
We certainly wouldn't support anything that didn't include bathrooms and showers. Without those, no one's better off than they were in the riverbed.
And what naysayers might not know, 15 years ago, Irvine zoned the property for homeless use.
And just last year, a homeless shelter was part of an EIR. The county circulated for comment. There were no comments about that item. What you're seeing is, when push comes to shove, people will plan because they have to, but no one wants a homeless shelter in their neighborhood.
Hmm. And, that was, so now they have that problem. Now they have that problem. Where are you going to put the homeless? Big question. I know, listen, and I've got people from Orange County that have actually called me during the show. And texted me, and they want my response to this. So I'm not going to share with you on the air what I'm going to tell them. I will say this is a tough call. This is Jerry Brown's call. This is the state government's call. This is not Orange County. I want to make that clear. The Orange County Board of Supervisors is trying to respond to a problem created by the governor and his ilk over the last 8 years. Okay, that's now. The evidence is, go to L.A. County, where you have 60-some thousand people that are homeless. You want to go to San Francisco. You want to go to Sacramento. You want to go to Yuba City. You want to go to Sutter County. You want to go to Yuba County. You want to go to Placer County. You want to go to San Luis Obispo County. You want to go to Imperial County. You want to go to San Diego County. It's statewide. That is not the supervisor's problem in Orange County that started that. They're just reacting to try and do the best that they can. And it's sad that they have to do this. It's sad that the middle class has been pushed to the ground and pushed out into tents and squalor. These are good people. These are absolutely good people. And Jerry Brown has created this. This is what socialism does. It crushes the middle class. You want to know where the middle class is gone? If they haven't escaped California, they're at the bottom of the riverbed. They're down there at the Santa Ana River. Thanks to Jerry Brown and his ilk. So let's make it very clear. I don't want finger pointing at the county supervisors in any county unless they're not trying to handle it and address it. That's a different issue. But why is it their problem? It isn't. The problem started with Jerry Brown. The problem started with him wanting to run it into the ground. Over taxation, over regulation, pushing people out of jobs, putting them into marginal jobs. And ultimately where they have no jobs and they have no home. That's what Jerry Brown has brought. Now it's protest against, we can't be eating our, this is my point. Let's direct this energy just like it was last night when they directed it at sanctuary state status in Orange County. Let's point the finger where it belongs. Jerry Brown and his ilk. Javier Basara.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra. Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Med is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio on this shortened segment here. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. MyPillow, 800-266-4715, code word AGENDA. You want a really good night's sleep, lots of sleep. Even take a nap and enjoy your sleep. Your form-fitted, personally customized MyPillow. I'll tell you, very professional staff. They work with you. They get your dimensions. They even want to know your shirt size, so that they can make the best possible pillow for you. MyPillow, one of the best things I've ever done. Now, I have sleep apnea, and my sleep apnea has been vastly improved. I sleep a lot better. I breathe a lot better. So MyPillow, I recommend if you have sleep apnea, it's a good way to keep yourself cured. They have a 4-for-1 special right now. That's MyPillow, 800-266-4715, and the code word is AGENDA. The code word is AGENDA. Okay, a lot of things we discussed today. It'll be up on the podcast a little bit later, so you can listen to it there. Also, remember to visit our website, the sister site of agenda21radio.news, and that's newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things happening. A lot of questions. I mean, a lot of people, about 7 or 8 calls here, just right into the studio, talking about this issue that we just talked about, the homeless in Orange County. They're calling me to find an answer, I guess. I don't know. All I can do is blame it on Jerry Brown because he started it all. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember that we have our two websites out there, agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. And like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.